माया भक्ता अजांड संगाश्रयांगम सीतेश साक्षात कारणाम बोध मध्ये जस्यैकांश श्री तुमानादि देव तं श्री नित्यानंद राम प्रपद्ये। Yesterday we discussed about Purnaisajya, Sankarsanakham, Nityananda Rama, the deity, the superintending deity of the spiritual world. Here also, anywhere, the master is Krishna in his different form. So, just like for management, we expand some secretaries or personal dependency. Similarly, there is good management also in Krishna's affairs. The original person is Krishna, and his expansions, they are also as good as Krishna. But department. So we have discussed yesterday that in the spiritual world, Sankarsan is the supreme manager. And so far the material world is concerned, the same person is the supreme, but his name is different. Karunadhisayi. In the spiritual world, the name is Sankarsan, and the material world, the supreme superintendent is also the same person, but name is different. Karunadhisayi. This Karunadhisayi is Maya Bhakta. Bhakta means husband. It's like a husband begets children in the womb of the wife. Similarly, all these universes are impregnated in the total material energy, Maya, by Karunadhisayi, Vishnu. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham bija pradaktita. Sarvajoni sukavanti asambhavanti mutayaja. පාෂාන මොහොජ්ජනි බ්‍රහ්ම අහම බීජ පුදප්පිත. The bija pudapita, the father, is a seed-giving person, and the mother is receiving this seed, and then she is impregnated, and they develop the body, as we have got experience, the creation, the creative energy, this is going on, the same process everywhere. So, this Paranam Sai Vishnu, we have already discussed to some extent, is the origin of this material creation. That the scientist says that, I do not know exactly what is their theory, but so far I've heard that there are so many theories. One of them is there was a chunk, and from that, this material world, they have no idea what is material world, is spiritual world. But in that way, creation took place. Can anyone say what is the theory of creation? Can anyone of you say? What do they say about the creation?
Yeah, one theory is that there's a big chunk, and then from there everything else came. It
exploded. Big bang. Big bang.
So, what from the chunk came? And that is that. That is their brain fat, that they are simply trying to get everything from matter. That is their material brain. But we see here that the origin is not matter. Origin is Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is the supreme soul. Mahavishnu. So, we cannot accept such nonsense theory that chunk exploded. Where is the evidence that a chunk explodes automatically? How nonsense theory it is. We have got experience, there is explosion of big mountains when there is dynamite. And the dynamite is given by some person. So how explosion can take place without the hand of somebody else, some living entity. This simple theory, they cannot understand that where is the evidence that matter acts automatically. Where is the evidence? How we can say that there was a chunk? Suppose there was a chunk. First of all, the question will be who made this chunk? And then again, the next question will be how explosion took place unless there was some living being to explode. As you have got experience, that sometimes you explore the mountain with dynamite, and that is arranged by a living being. And they have no common sense, and they're passing as big philosophers, scientists. Where is the evidence? Can anyone say, is there any evidence that matter explodes without a living being's touch? Is there any? No.
The sun. How many explosions are going on in the sun every day?
Oh, that is the same thing that Bistrikpannulana. Explosion is going on, but behind that, all these explosions, all these transformations, is the Supreme Lord. That is here. And it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dhakshina Pratiti Svyate Sacharasaram Hetunani Nakontiya Jagadvi Parivattate. They do not see who is behind this explosion. That is their ignorance or poor fund of knowledge. We have got practical experience that no explosion takes place without the touch of a human being. Similarly, even there are explosions going on, but there is a touch of the Supreme Being. That is the statement in the Bhagavad. Mayadhaksena. We are seeing the explosion. That a child sees the explosion. He does not know that behind the explosion there is the management of a superior being. This is childish observation. Because in Shastra we see that behind everything the hand of the Supreme Being is there, and by our practical experience also we see that matter does not act automatically without being touched by a living being. So how we can accept this argument that the explosion is going on automatically? What is the evidence? There is no evidence. So this is not, besides that, we have to accept the Vedic injunction, Shastric injunction, not nonsensical theories. If we are guided by nonsensical theories, then we'll never be able to understand how things are going on. Panthas koti satavasya sampragamya vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana sapastira prapadasina avichinta tatti govindamadi pudisam tamam. You can go on observing one after another by many years. Just like you start your jet plane from here to see where is the original cause. Panthas koti satavas. And go on. For many, many millions of years with the speed of mind. Panthas koti satavas sambal. Koti satavas. Millions and millions of years. Panthas koti satavas sampranam vayurata. This airplane, Bayurath. Bayurath means airplane. There are different speeds. What is the speed? The speed is mental speed. Now their speed, say 18,000 miles per hour. But if there is question of mental speed, it is more superior than the Vayu spirit. We have got experience many thousand miles by your mind you can reach within a second. So with the mental speed airplane, if you start today and go for many millions of years, still it will be not possible to find out where from the explosion is coming. So that is not the way. Therefore, Sruti Pramana. Suti Pramana means from the Vedic evidence, you have to understand. Now just like in the Vedas, it is said, Jalajanam Lukhani. In the Vedas, all knowledge is there. All the living entities described fully and with minute exact quantity. Now within the water, we understand from the Vedic literature, there are 900,000 forms of aquatics. Now, these modern scientists, how many have observed or studied? But it is said exactly 900,000. Jalajanam Lakhani. Sthavara Lakhavinshati. Of course, you cannot enter within the water. But on the land, now, different species of plants and trees, and that is 2 million. How many the botanists have studied? 2 million. Sthavara Lakhavinshati. Even in your country, in your village, you will find daily some new vegetables. Yes. So, these are the basic calculations. And not only that, there are different species of life and how they are working, what senses are predominant in each and every life, everything is described. Everything is very minutely described. Therefore, if we want to have knowledge, we cannot do it by mental speculation. We should know that our mind is very, very limited. Simply by theorizing, it is not possible. Therefore, tadvijñānārtham sa guru meva vidasthe samitpāni śrutiyam brahmanishtam. So, we have to know from the supreme authority or the Vedas, then the knowledge will be perfect. Otherwise, the original creative energy is coming from this Karunadhisayi Vishnu. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Jasrita Nishasita Kala Mathavalamba Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanatha. The Jagadandanatha, here it is also said, Ajanna. Jagadanna or Ajanna. The same thing, or Brahmanna. The same meaning. Aja means Brahma. So, the Brahma is the head of this anda, it is egg-like. This whole universe is like an egg, anda. As from the anda, from the egg, bird is coming out. Similarly, from this egg-like substance, Ajo has come. Ajo means who does not take birth like other human beings or animals, but from this anda. So, the Karanabhi Sai Vishnu, another name is Ajanna Sanghasrayanga. His whole body is producing inward. Ajanna Sanghasrayanga means aggregate, congregation. Just that we have got holes on the body, pores in the body. So we do not know even how many pores are there in my body. But it is a fact. We cannot, even in a localized phase, we cannot count how many pores are there from which the hairs are coming. Is it possible to count? And how many pores are there in our body? This is a little body. And just imagine Mahavishnu, that's what his name is, Mahavishnu, from his pores of the body, the universes are coming. From his nostril, with the breathing, universes are coming. So just imagine how many universes are there. The whole body is full of potency to produce universes. And it is continually being produced. Brahma, Brahma Brihattat, Brihmanatya. This is the creation. And how we can accept this theory that there was a chunk, an explosion, and the universe is began. And these things are being accepted. Muranadijanati mameva paramabhuyam. These rascals, muras, they do not know, and misleadings, andhagathandai rupaniyamana. These rascals are blind, and they are leading some other blind men, and they are satisfied that we have got all scientific knowledge. That is not the way of scientific knowledge. If you want scientific knowledge, then you should know from Krishna. That is scientific knowledge. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnana samanyatam. Vijnana samanyatam. So, we do not, become proud to have very, very scientific, accurate knowledge by speculation. We are not such people. We are taught by the parampara system that we are humble servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what our master says, we accept. We do not like to be foolishly proud to have full knowledge of this universe, of this creation. We have full knowledge. But we understand in this way. This is called parampara system. Just like in the Vedas, take for example the Brahma Samhita, it is spoken by Lord Brahma. Brahma, he has got the full knowledge. Tene Brahma Rila Adi Kavari. Because the full knowledge was given. Full knowledge of creation was given to Brahma. We do not accept this nonsense theory that there was no human being. And later on, they become gradually civilized. And for the last 200 years only, they have got the intelligence, scientific knowledge. We do not accept this nonsense. Our understanding is, the first creation is the most intelligent human being, Brahma. Not that there was no human being, or any living being. No. The first creation is the most perfect or intelligent living being. This is our theory. Not theory, it is the basic evidence. And he got full knowledge from the Supreme. Tene Brahma Rida, Adi Kavi, the original learned person. and then he combined Vedas, giving full knowledge, what he experienced. And the Brahma Sanghita is there. It is written by Brahma. And in the Brahma Sanghita, the Karunabhisari Vishnu is mentioned, Jasaika Nishesita Karama Thavalamma Jivanti Loma Vidaja. It is not that we are accepting this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita author. No, it is confirmed by the Vedic knowledge. So this is the origin of creation. Not that this Shankar, no. Matter cannot expand. Matter, when there is reaction, that's like explosion. We have got experience that there is some kind explosion, like if you mix together two chemicals, acid and alkali, there is explosion for the time. But this explosion takes place when a chemist in the laboratory mixes soda, soda bicarb and citric acid. Otherwise it is not possible. This is wrong theory that matter automatically takes explosion or something like that. Matter is handled by some superior living being. Then it explodes or whatever you call, it reacts. Otherwise, it is not possible. And because the living being takes the superior position for explosion of matter or reaction of matter, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is admitted that the matter is handled by the living being, it is inferior energy. Both of them are energies of the Supreme Lord. But one is superior energy, another is inferior energy. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumirapanalovayu, these material things, atvatare, fire, they are inferior energy. And Krishna says, aparayam, they are inferior. There is another superior energy. Aparayam, itattu vidhime prakritim para. There is another superior energy. And what is that superior energy? Jiva bhuta, this living entity. Jiva bhuta mahabhava. The superior energy is not produced by the inferior energy. That is nonsense. The inferior energy is produced by the superior energy. This is perfect. We have got experience that the superior controls the inferior. Not that inferior controls the superior. Where did you get all this idea? Therefore, it has been described as apara and parapratiti. And what is that? Parapratiti? Jiva bhuta mahabhava jayadam dharjate jaga. The whole world is being manipulated by this superior energy. We have got experience that a human being, an engineer, he is creating a skyscraper building. Not that a skyscraper building is creating an engineer. Where is this theory? So these are all nonsense, simply nonsense, mura. Of course, we use this word, mura, and people become very angry. But what can you do? The mulas must be explained as mulas. And because the mulas are going as intelligent, therefore there is theatric condition. Then it is confirmed. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to become intelligent, not to remain mulas, and to expose these rascal mulas. That is our Krishna consciousness. You must be prepared while making propaganda. Expose these mulas. That is one of the service of Krishna. Don't remain foolish. Wherever there is required, fight with these mulas and tell them rightly, straightforward, that you are mulas. Thank you very much.